Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's halftime, folks. It could be full time for you. It could be the beginning. It could be the end. Hopefully not. But I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America, East Coast, West Coast. You could be here in the South with me. You could be up north with super producer and host Dave Shepard in New York City. We got you covered. The whole damn country. North America, not just this country. If you missed it, a second, an hour, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's easy to do. Thank you to everybody tuning in on your local affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. Right now, this very moment, this very second, the Sacramento Kings, they lead the Golden State Warriors 81-70. It's the score right now, a little more than 2 minutes left here in the third quarter as Sacramento is trying to take a 2-0 series lead. Earlier tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers, they took their 2-0 series lead as Philly went over the Brooklyn Nets 96-84. And so the NBA playoffs already starting with a bang. We know that the NHL playoffs have gotten underway as well on a Monday night for all of America to watch or not watch. What the hell do I know? And then we've also had huge news today in the NFL as Jalen Hurts is now the richest player or has the richest contract in NFL history for now, 5 years, $255 million. So let's go through a brief summation of everything that's taken place throughout the course of today, through the course of tonight, and then we'll keep you up to date with Sacramento and Golden State as they march towards the fourth quarter, and we'll see if the defending champion Warriors have a chance to go ahead and make a comeback. Let's start off here. Jalen Hurts, five-year deal, $255 million. Last season, did everything for the Philadelphia Eagles, did everything you could possibly do, except for go out there and just walk away with a Super Bowl. And so today he was rewarded. Out of that $255 million contract, $179 million of it is guaranteed. And Patrick Mahomes, he spoke to the media today before the Kansas City Chiefs and their OTAs. And Patrick Mahomes basically said, this dude, Jalen Hurts, he's deserving of all of that money. And it's a beautiful thing how he's setting everybody else up in the quarterback market. Listen to Mahomes.
First off, congrats to him. I mean, he deserves it. I think he's someone that plays the position the right way. He goes about his business the right way, and that's why they were in the game, the Super Bowl. And I mean, he played a great game in the Super Bowl, and it proved a lot of people wrong, even that were still doubting him. Obviously, it's great for the quarterback position, the black quarterbacks that are coming up behind us and them getting their deals. I mean, obviously, we know with Lamar and everything going on there and trying to get these guys the deals that they deserve. It's really cool to see, because now there's not hesitation on guys to get these deals. And even if they have to utilize running to make stuff happen, there's such big impacts on the game that they're getting the money they deserve. And so our job in this league is to go out there and win football games and to make money while we do it. And I'm glad to see that the guys that are doing it the right way are getting the job security that they deserve.
And we talked in detail about this last hour. You can go back on the Odyssey app. We talked about Joe Burrow, who's likely going to sit at that 51 mil or slightly above it, and what this means for Justin Herbert, what this might mean for Lamar Jackson, knowing that not even Jalen Hurts, who just had one hell of a season, didn't take any guaranteed money, doesn't bode well for Lamar Jackson in his quest, if that is something that he's still looking for. Also, let's stay in Philadelphia for a minute. I told you tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers, they were able to go over the Brooklyn Nets 96-84. And now they have a 2-0 series lead here in the Eastern Conference. Ain't no shock, really. At halftime, the Brooklyn Nets, they led 49-44. But at the end of the game, they couldn't score. Take a listen to the losing head coach, Jacques Vaughn. Basically said, man, we couldn't hit a basket worth a damn.
The success that you guys had in that first half, where did you see the Sixers make some adjustments, and how did they kind of ignite things for them?
Yeah, the only adjustment was made was that ball didn't go into the hole for us. We got open looks. They tried to go zone. We had enough shooting out there. The ball just didn't go in. We shot over 43s tonight. I can almost guarantee a lot of those looks we'll take again. Give our group credit for maintaining the game plan. Harden, Embiid, kept them in check. Offensive rebounds from PJ, kept that in check. Give credit for Maxey tonight. So that's part of the playoff. Someone steps up, and you hope that step up is on your end of the. But give them credit.
Yeah, he didn't know what to say at the end. You got your ass whooped. Yeah, and they did take a lot of threes, 42 of them. They only knocked down 13. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia 76ers, who were down at halftime, they went out there and went on a run. Tyrese Maxey had a playoff career high 33 points. Tobias Harris chipped in 20. Harden had a crap shooting night, only finishing with 8 points on 3 of 13 from the field. Did chip in 7 assists and 5 rebounds. And Joel Embiid, no, he didn't have a 30-point game. He didn't have a 40-point game. He still had a monster game. 20 points, 19 rebounds, and 3 blocks. I think I already told you, Tobias Harris had 20. But the man of the night, Tyrese Maxey, Mr. Playoff Career High 33 points, he spoke to my buddy Stephanie Reddy on TNT, and she asked him, y'all started off slow, but you ended off hot. This is what Maxey had to say about it.
It was a slow start for this team in the first half. What happened with you guys?
You know, they did a little bit of different things defensively tonight. They did a little bit of trapping, a little different trapping. But, you know, we were prepared. We went to halftime. We figured out what we were going to do. And, man, I had to talk to Joel, man. To be someone that's so dominant and get trapped every single play and still be able to make the right basketball play, that was big time with him.
What does it say about your team that you can come back, go on a run, win the third quarter, and don't have a ton of production from the possible MVP of the league?
We're deep. We're deep. And, again, hats off to him. He's been trusting us, man. He trusted me, trusted Tobias to make some big shots tonight, and that's what we did. Then we came out on this end, and we got real stingy. We got every rebound. He had, like, 20 rebounds, too. So, you know, that was a good team effort.
Yet game 3 between Brooklyn and the 76ers, that game will take place on Thursday. And so the NBA playoffs, they have started off hot. I told you about Golden State and Sacramento. They are currently waiting for the fourth quarter to start. Sacramento leads 83-75. the Golden State Warriors just went on a little bit of a run to pull in closer. And then this is Monday night. This is right now. Golden State and Sacramento, I mean, let's be real. Out of everything that took place over the weekend, that's probably the best game that we've gotten so far here just in the playoffs, period. Sacramento winning by 3, 126 to 123. De'Aaron Fox having a career high of 38 points the other night and just lighting it up. It's always good to see, you know, emerging teams. I know everybody in Sacramento is extremely hyped, as they should be. I'm still picking Golden State to win the series, but obviously watching them go up and down the court and trade baskets is exciting as all hell. And watching them run, it's pretty amazing. Steve Kerr talked about this after the game, and he talked about the Warriors needing to do a better job rebounding. Take a listen to what he said, and I'll give you an update on what they're currently doing.
The issue was the offensive boards. They had 17 of them, and that allowed their shooters to get open. You know, late third, they made their run. They had, I think they got several buckets off of offensive boards, and that really hurt our momentum.
As of right now, they are tied at rebounds at 31 all, and Kings have a slight edge, 11-8. And this goes all the way back to last season as well. Golden State Warriors are not necessarily a gigantic team. From the dudes who actually play, you know, to have Kevon Looney out there, who's big as hell, but he is an undersized, I don't even want to call him a center, but that's where they play him at. He's an undersized center at someone who's only listed at 6'9". That they ain't the biggest team in the world. Let's see if the Golden State Warriors can go ahead and shoot themselves back into this game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Flute, caller from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Flute?
It's Flute Filani calling from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Our Wizards haven't been that successful lately, but I'm a basketball fan. And the thing is, J.R., I really, feed into every word that you say or any, you know, good sports person, because I'm blind. And I used to have, the last players I saw was during the Magic Johnson era. I went blind in 2003, so I remember the Olajuwons and the Magics and the Patrick Ewings and them. So the players nowadays, I have to ask my friends, well, who does Embiid remind you, you know, who does he play like, so I can kind of get a visual. And they say he's kind of like an Olajuwon, you know, and they say, and I'm hearing his statistics tonight. And by me coming from that center-dominant era, do you think Embiid is one of those trending centers where he can change a game, you know, because it doesn't seem to be many other ones that are, you know, filling that role. And I come from the inside-out type of basketball school, you know, not the outside end they're playing now.
Yes, absolutely.
Give me some kind of breakdown on Embiid.
I will, Flute, and thank you so much for calling from D.C. I appreciate you, man. Here's the deal with Joel Embiid. Is he Olajuwon-like with his ability to play inside and outside? I'd say yes. He is a heavier version of Olajuwon. He's a big dude. He's a gigantic human being. Olajuwon, we know he was slim and strong. And Embiid, I don't want to say he's big and heavy as Shaq, but he is certainly he's outweighing everybody out there on the court. And one of the criticisms for Joel Embiid throughout the course of his career, and he's in his prime right now, is that, hey, man, why are you out there taking them threes? Why are you taking them jump shots? You should be down low destroying everybody. And so now he's been able to mix that up in his game. He's been able to stay healthy. And then he's also able to contribute defensively as well as offensively. He went on a stretch a couple of months ago, I would say in January, he's just like, I got you 35 points like it's nothing. And so we do live in a different era of basketball. And Embiid is in his prime right now. But the thing is the team strong enough to help deliver him a championship? Does James Harden have enough left in the tank? Can Tyrese Maxey continue on with 33 points and having a career playoff season? I'm not so sure. And when you're Embiid size, you don't know how long it's going to last. It could only take you one foot, one knee. I mean, he missed his first two seasons just because of feet issues, foot issues. And here he is. And he's knocking on the doorstep of I don't want to say 30, but he is. And he's dead smack in the middle of his prime. And every year that he doesn't win an MVP, a championship, is going to hurt him. And I think he's right there at it. If Flute, does that, okay, that make some sense? Was that good for you?
Yeah, because, you know, I heard that he shoots three-pointers, but that's not like the primary of his game, is it? I mean, he's still not like
no,
a post-up.
No, it's not. He can keep you honest, though, from three. He keeps you honest. He can knock them down. You don't want to leave him open.
Okay.
But that's kind of where he's had to adjust just by playing down low. He took 20 shots per game this past season.
Okay.
Three of those were threes.
Out of 20 shots. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's like the team's leading scorer, too, isn't he?
He is. This past season, he was the NBA's leading scorer at 33 a game. So
He's
the most dominant that you're going to find of any of the centers. Jokic on the Nuggets, dominant in a different way, controlling the flow of a game.
Okay,
but,
right.
And Embiid, from a scoring perspective, ain't nobody stopping him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All
Thank
right.
you, Flute. Right. I appreciate you, man. You call me anytime, okay?
All right, bro, JR. Okay, keep up the good work, my man.
No problem. Thank you, Flute, for calling from D.C. I'll be in D.C. next week. Like Bart Scott said, can't wait. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, I know we've talked about Jalen Hurts and his money. We just talked about Embiid. We're real Philly right now. Place of my birth, real Philly right now. But we're going to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to talk about a dude who has, as far as I know, nothing to do with Philadelphia. His name is DeAndre Hopkins. He's still a Cardinal for now. We'll give you an update as well on Sacramento and Golden State. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? I love the show, man. Listen to you every night when I'm getting off work. You take me to the palace every night, buddy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. Are we going to have some fun and some potential, I don't know. Am I too early to say suspensions? How about this? Golden State, they're losing to Sacramento right now, 91-87. About 7 minutes left in the game. Golden State has been going on a run here, pulling close. Draymond Green and Domantas Sabonis, I don't want to say were caught up under the basket. That wasn't necessarily the case. But Sabonis was on the ground. The Golden State Warriors are getting ready to go the other way. Draymond Green was caught up with Sabonis while Sabonis was on the ground. Draymond Green tries to get up, jumps up, and kind of stomps on Sabonis. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Sabonis falls. Draymond is over him. Sabonis has him hooked. And Draymond Green kind of gives a stomp down onto his chest on the way. Draymond Green is hit with a technical foul. Sabonis is still on the court, just now getting up after having his ribs stomped on. And Draymond Green is egging on the crowd, chanting at everyone. They have to tell security, oh, man, there's a guy throwing middle fingers at Draymond. Draymond Green is yelling back. And here we have theater. Are they going to kick that fan out? Probably not. It's telling them to relax. Hey, Shep, well, there is your playoff intensity. So Bonus is walking off of the court right now. He's getting his high fives. He looks to be okay. Is not going to the back. Just takes a seat on the bench. Well, can't wait for Draymond's podcast after the show, huh?
Yeah, you know what? JR, you talk about this man's history. We know he's a Hall of Fame basketball player. A lot of that has to do with who he's played with. But what he did to LeBron in 2016, what he did to Steven Adams with popping him in the groin, and Steven Adams is one of the nicest guys in the NBA a couple of years ago. There is no doubt in my mind, JR, that is Ndamukong Suh times 10. Because at least in football, when Sue is doing that, wearing equipment to protect their body parts. That is such a – and I understand Sabonis was holding him. I think a lot of that was just the momentum was kind of, you know, taking Sabonis to kind of like hold on for dear life, and he was just caught up in the play. But Draymond
Sabonis was on the ground. And he did what a lot of folks might do. He sees they're going on a fast break, so he held him.
Right.
Draymond went too far. And stomping on him.
Way too far. And if you are Draymond Green, like, he's talking to the camera right now, like he's having, like, you know, like Confessions Confidential or something. He's obviously egging on the crowd. This is not what you need if you were the Golden State Warriors. You can't get by on pure intimidation, Draymond. The Sacramento Kings, they're not intimidated by you guys. You got to outmaneuver them. You got to out-scheme them. You're not going to get by trying to intimidate them and bullying them. And Draymond thinks this act is going to work. It didn't work in 2016. It didn't work in 2020. It's not going to work in 2023.
Take a breath.
Yes, I just...
Oh my God! You would think that Draymond stomped on your brother. Relax,
JR. This guy is in year 11. This guy is a four-time NBA champion. He has been doing this nonsense for his entire career, and he continues to do it. And I don't understand why Steve Kerr, who's such a respected person throughout the league, you saw what happened there. They are feeling my wrath right now, JR. Draymond Green, as you know, he is now ejected.
Yeah, he's been given a boot. I know, Shep. I see.
Okay.
I expected it. You stomp on a guy, I expect you to go.
Yeah. Suspension, too.
Are you okay? Do we need to get you you need oxygen?
No, but this is not basketball. And Draymond Green is such a highly intelligent individual. And there's no accountability for him in this organization. He continues to do this year in and year out. And it cost them a back-to-back championship back in 2016. And Kevin Durant wouldn't even have had to have gone there in the first place. It did.
It cost them a championship,
potentially. Back-to-back, because they won the year before. And they would have been back-to-back champions
Slow down.
Got it.
Thank you. I mean, we don't need a whole history on the Warriors. Yes, it potentially cost them a championship, his suspension. Or we don't need a whole running a thing about what did and did not happen. Yeah, he kicked the guy in the nuts and he had to watch from Oakland Coliseum. Okay.
It bothers me, JR, because this is such a great basketball game, and it has the potential to be one of the best first-round series we've had in our lifetime.
Well, are you surprised?
I'm disappointed.
I didn't ask you if you're disappointed. No, are you surprised that Draymond got ejected?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised.
So there you have it. This is what it is. This is what he's done. And you talk about the lack of accountability.
That's my point. That's why.
It doesn't matter. But Steve Kerr said it out of his own damn mouth. You take the good with the bad with the guy. There is no taking away from what they have accomplished. We could sit around all day and talk about what they could have done if he wasn't suspended. You can't take away what they have done. And when you start talking about dynasties in the NBA, this will go down as is already one of the greatest ones. And we got a whole lot of woulda, coulda, shouldas just pockmarked throughout NBA history. And for Steve Kerr, you got to take this dude punching his teammate in the mouth. You got to take this dude going out there and kicking dude in the nuts, LeBron. He is what the team has needed. They may not have any championships. I don't believe it's. I know a lot of people like to say it. I don't think it's so much plug and play. Well, if we just had any other forward in there, Like, he's a perfect match and has been for their team. And he's underrated with his passing, obviously his defense, his rebounding. He can shoot crap shots. We know that. He's a great talent. He's in a great position. Would he be an all-star, Hall of Famer, and all these other places? Probably not. But for the team concept for the Warriors, who've tied this game now, can't take it away. But I agree with you. He takes it too far sometimes. Am I going to say Ndamukong Suh stepping on some dude's head? I don't know if I'm going that far. And it is unfortunate. But now we have to see what the implications are. He shouldn't have been out here just stomping on folks. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It's 855-212-4CBS. Johnny is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Johnny.
What's going on, JR? Why wasn't Westbrook ejected for what he did at halftime? He basically ran into the crowd and sent a fighter.
No. That's not what happened. He did not run into the crowd to do anything. He took a shortcut from the team's locker room back onto the court and ran through one of the clubs, of which there are many behind the basket, behind the stands. There are a lot of premium clubs. Go get some nice food, get a drink, have a seat. He ran through, and somebody called him, Westbrook. And he decided to cuss that fan out and tell him, hey, say it to my face. I mean, that fan who sat in the club, he got more than his money's worth. When you got Westbrook yelling at you, hey, man, why are you out here calling me out of my damn name? 855-212-4CBS. Dominic, he's here from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dom?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't think Draymond's a Hall of Famer. I think he was he's a very good basketball player. He fits with that team very well. I think
he's going to put him on a team without
Curry. I don't know if he has four championship rings
The answer is yes, and despite all of that from what you just said, for his contributions, he's going into the Hall of Fame.
You think so? Okay.
No, I know so, because the Hall of Fame isn't about what you do by yourself of individual success. It takes a look at your entire resume and what you've done, and Draymond Green, from his success as a champion, from his success even playing on Team USA, for his championships, there's enough of a resume there for him to go into the Hall of Fame.
There's an argument to be made for him. There is.
Let
me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. I like Embiid. I like the way he plays, and to me, he compares to Moses Malone back in the day. Guys just bounce off him left and right. They get out of his way when he's down low. He shoots a little bit further out than Moses did, but I thought him and Moses are very comparable. Your thoughts on that, please.
I wouldn't say so. Not because of lack of toughness. We can think about a bunch of dudes who are just hella tough. I think about rebounding. I think about down low. I mean, you kind of explained it. Embiid is kind of an inside and an out. And for his movement going from his lateral movement going from left to right, I would say that's more comparable to Hakeem Olajuwon than Moses Malone. And not too many people see it anymore because it was years ago and we didn't see him play in his first 2 years. Joel Embiid wasn't always as heavy as he appears right now. He was rather thin coming out of Kansas. He was lithe in that regard. And so him putting on all this weight and still able to move around is always shocking to me. He moves, and so I think about Moses, and I think about I'm going to be a bull out here, and if I want to knock down the J, I will. But lateral movement and then his moves, I think there's a little bit more smoothness to his game. He's just big as hell.
Yeah, I agree 100%. More agility, let's put it that way. But I think they both have the physicality to dominate down low. And you could just see guys getting out of the way when Embiid is going to the hoop or bouncing off him when he's down low. But I enjoy your show. We're calling from Florida. I do enjoy your show, and have a rest of your night.
You as well. Thank you, Dom. No, you can't do nothing. The only thing that you can do with Joel Embiid is hope he gets hurt. And ain't nobody hoping or wishing that on anybody. Unless you're Draymond Green and you're just Hulk smashing, you know, people in the chest. I'm trying to figure out what video game. I don't know. Shep, did you play Mortal Kombat?
I did not. Maybe I should have played with Draymond Green. I wouldn't be so emotional right now about his rabid behavior.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, Shep, I don't want you to. He didn't step on you. I want you to be okay.
Oh, and he wouldn't step on me again because, like, I would knock his ass out if I was playing him a basketball game and he continues to try to take out every NBA brethren.
Okay. Marco Belletti.
Yep.
What? I have to think about this. Is there a video game or a cartoon where someone steps on somebody's chest like that? It has to be something, right?
I don't know. As soon as you said Mortal Kombat, I was thinking about it. But the only thing I can remember from Mortal Kombat was that guy that threw the, whatever that was, that fish hook, and it was like, get over here. That is the only thing I remember.
Oh, a scorpion.
Is that what it was? That's the only thing I can remember.
Scorpion.
So you kind of diverted my attention now. Now I'm trying to think of Mortal Kombat.
No, I'm trying to think. There's plenty of, like, I feel like there's a lot of these games. There's a game somewhere where somebody just stomps on somebody. Draymond Green just stomped on another human being. And now he's out of the game.
Was that Leitner in the semifinals against Kentucky? Didn't he, like, step on somebody before he hit that dramatic shot and they didn't toss him out of the game? Is my memory going nuts?
Was that Christian Leitner?
Wasn't it?
That sounds right.
That was Christian Leitner?
I'm pretty sure. And he didn't get tossed for some reason. Well, who knows why? Duke? I don't know.
When was that? At 90? Early 90?
Was that 92? 92, I think.
Right before he came into the league.
Right. Marco's 100% right. 92 final Elite Eight regional final game.
This is Christian Leitner. Ndamukong Suh. Well, Allen Iverson stepped over Tyronn Lue. Yeah. He didn't step on him. I'm going to investigate. As this game continues to roll down the wire. Well, I can tell you who we will not see in this game anymore. It's Draymond Green. He's watching just like the rest of us, and they could certainly use his defensive presence. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We'll keep you up to date on this game. We'll talk about Mr. DeAndre Hopkins. We got more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shame, shame, shame. Draymond Green gets the boot, and unless there is a miracle, and I will never put it past the Golden State Warriors to have a miracle here, but it appears that the Sacramento Kings are going to go up 2-0 in this series. Right now, about 12 seconds left on the clock, Sacramento leads 112-106, and with this victory, if they hold on to win, Sacramento is going to have a 2-0 lead here in the series. Draymond Green, this is the same Draymond Green who was kicked out of, last year's opening round series. You might remember that, smacking the living hell out of Brandon Graham. And it's official, folks. It's a final. 114-106. The Sacramento Kings knock off the Golden State Warriors. A huge turning point in this game took place in the fourth quarter. Draymond Green with this is nuts. The Golden State Warriors were on a run here. Pretty much closed the game to within 3 points, 91-91. to 88, give or take. There was a battle for position on a rebound. Domantas Sabonis fell to the ground. There was a fast break opportunity here for the Golden State Warriors. They were streaking. Domantas Sabonis held on to the ankle of Draymond Green, trying to prevent Draymond from running down the court. Taking it a step further, many steps further, Draymond Green doesn't just kind of, you know, kick his leg out. He doesn't move out. Draymond Green puts a foot into the chest of Domantas Sabonis. Draymond Green is ejected. And then the Sacramento Kings pretty much go on a run here. And they're able to hold on and win this game. 114 to 106. Domantas Sabonis, 24 points, 9 rebounds on the night. He's currently talking to TNT. We'll get that audio for you momentarily. At the same time, De'Aaron Fox, another big game, 24 points. You think about Malik Monk coming off of the bench, 18 points. Davion Mitchell, 14 points off of the bench here. Davion Mitchell, basically in prime time here in the second season. I feel like I watched him at Baylor yesterday. And so we're going to get a lot of this audio in for you at the top of the hour as the Sacramento Kings are up 2-0 against the Warriors. And the conversation for the next 24 hours will be around Draymond Green and whether or not he cost the Golden State Warriors here. He certainly helped cost them this game. He was already operating with about 4 fouls early, had 5 fouls when he was ejected, had a big or took a big charge before then just to get the boot from stepping on Sabonis. He hit him with a Mortal Kombat stomp. You know, I just tweeted this out. I said Draymond Green hit him with the Seth Rollins. It's pretty crazy what he did. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sacramento, the Golden One center, Malik Monk, he just lit the beam. Now there's that fancy purple light coming out the top of the stadium. Tim is calling from Portland, Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tim? Hey, Tim, you're live on the radio.
Oh, JR, I'm so sorry, man. Hey, I'm at work in Portland, Oregon, cooking food for people. And I was trying to get out and watch some of this game. For my money, this series just became the most fascinating series of the playoffs.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I thought it was already there. You have the defending champs. You have a young upstart. I thought that Golden State would win this series and that Sacramento would go up and down the court with them. I'm still going to hold on for Golden State. I'd be interested to see, and it may not be the case for Draymond Green, to see if any additional punishment comes down the pipe. But if Draymond Green ain't going to be here for the next game, I mean, I'll gladly take Sacramento to come up 3-0. But for your point, this is an interesting series, man.
This is a thoroughly interesting series. And I think Golden State, they've been kind of living on the we can flip the switch. That, if anybody deserves the respect and you know the notion that they can do it, it's them. But if you live and die by that, it's going to catch up to you sometime. This is just my feeling, and I want to thank you and Shep. I love listening to the program while I'm cooking food for people here. Thank you so much, man. I'll take your other comments off the air.
Well, thank you, Tim, for calling from Portland. Now, damn it, I should have asked him where he cooks in Portland. I would have got me some food next time I'm up there. But that's besides the point. I don't think the Golden State Warriors took the approach of, you know, we can turn it on. They had James Wiseman to start the year. They weren't going to do anything with him. They sent him up to Detroit. You had to bring back Gary Payton Jr. Everybody and their mother seemingly on the Warriors has been hurt at some point throughout the course of the season. Klay Thompson is getting back into shape. You have Steph Curry, who's in and out the lineup. I don't think he played more than 60 games this season, probably closer to the 50 mark. And this wasn't going to be easy. You have Kuminga, who you hope is out there growing. Wiggins, his dad wasn't in the best of health. And so let's also think about that. So I don't think the Golden State Warriors took the approach of let's just, you know, turn it on at the end of the year. I don't think their full team was available at the end of the year. Rick is calling from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, man, I don't like some of the things Draymond's doing, and I am going to say that what he did cost the Warriors the game. I think that's a fair assessment. There were some really bad turnovers that he caused in game one, but this whole stomping somebody, I mean, we need him on defense, and I don't know, man, that was just too far. That's my opinion.
No, your opinion is valid and accurate. It was dirty as hell. Thank you, Rick, for calling from Seattle. It was dirty what Draymond did. It probably very well did cost them the game. That's not to say that Sacramento wouldn't have held on and kept things rolling. They were down by four. It was 91-87, about 7 minutes left in the game, when Draymond Green decided to just stomp on that man's chest. He stepped on the guy's ribs. And the Golden State, they were surging at that point in time. And now they're going to be surging all the way back. Well, not ain't that far. But they're going to be surging back to Golden State, back to San Francisco, to try to pick up a W. And God only knows if Draymond is going to be there to participate. You don't stomp on somebody like that and just get an ejection. It wouldn't surprise me if he picked up an additional suspension if he's going to miss a game. This is the same Draymond Green, I'll tell you. You might remember, last year, he made it very clear, I'm not going to change how I play. I'm not going to change my approach to basketball. And so what we hear next from Draymond, it's going to be very entertaining. Whatever it is, where's the justification for stepping on this man's chest? Draymond Green did a podcast like he did last year. Win, lose, or draw, he did a podcast after Saturday night's loss. They lost again tonight. And this time he decided to step on another human being dead smack in their midsection. Is there a suspension coming? I don't know. I know there's going to be a podcast. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. The Sacramento Kings, they are up 2-0 on the Golden State Warriors. Tonight they win 114-106. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We'll hear from the players here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This April, you can attend NC Science Festival celebrations at the Greensboro Science Center. From robotics to trivia to stargazing, we have activities for the whole family to enjoy. While you're here, visit our aquarium. Did you know that not all penguins love the snow? Some penguins, like our African penguins, live in warm weather climates. Don't forget to stop by our zoo to see meerkats, flamingos, Maine wolves, and more. Then take a spin on our carousel or reach new heights on Skywild as you climb and soar through our treetop adventure. For more information, visit greensboroscience.org.